Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That is me. Captain Patrick is not here. Boat Show Girl's on hiatus as well. She's getting a new job or something. I don't know.
Did she get a job?
Well, she does, but she's getting more than one.
Oh, that's important.
Yeah. So
millennials need more than one job.
Yeah, that's what they say these days. If you don't have more than, you know, at least like three, you're not really making it or something.
That's true.
That's what they say. But, hey, but of course, you hear Captain Rusty. So
yes.
It's me and him at the helm today, manning the virtual vessel through the latest boating news and information. And we're going to do just that as best we can. And, you know, I know, Rusty, you want to talk a little bit about people have bought boats because you just
they
had
have.
Your big boat show in Jacksonville. And we're the season has now officially begun.
It has.
And so we got to talk about what should you do with your boat now that you have it. We're going to get into that a little bit later on. But first, we got to talk about something that is, comes before that. You know, it's chicken and the egg thing. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to name your boat.
Right. You need a name.
Before you start, sailing the seven seas, you got to know what to name it. So I figured this might be an appropriate time to dive into the top 10 boating names for vessels, according to Boat US, for 2017.
I like this part. You know, I like every year when they come out with the boating names. I always think it's fun. Now, let me caution you. If you do have a new boat, you're not supposed to rename the boat if it already has a name. That's supposedly bad luck.
That's bad luck. Yeah, that's what they
say. Yeah, you got to stick with it. So if you've got a brand new boat, you can name it.
Well, and having women on your boat or something, too, is not that's bad luck. So I think every guy listening right now says, all right, screw that noise.
That's
so
right.
So do whatever the hell you want. If you want to read, you name it.
That's right.
I think you're in good territory. I think you're fine.
Sure.
But it's up to you. You know, if you want to tempt fate. But this is the Boat US's 2017 top 10 boat names and their meanings, because, you know, usually they don't include this on their list, but there's some international influence on this year's list that I haven't noticed in years past. And I guess that's why they decided they better put the meanings on there, too, because some of us U.S. folks in particular aren't going to have any idea what the hell this means. So let's get right to it. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Number 10 boating name for 2017 is Firefly. This is making the list for the first time. And though it's a kid's kind of name, because kids picked this one, it did make the top 10. So Firefly.
It doesn't sound like a good name for a boat. Firefly. I mean, that just doesn't sound good.
Well, maybe that's why it's number 10.
Okay.
Let's just move on to number 9. Happy Hours. You know, like Happy Hours, O-U-R-S. So,
I like that. That's clever. That's
cute. Yeah. A little play on the words there.
Yeah.
So it's a good feeling. You get in the afternoon. Communal cocktail time might include boating, but not for the captain. Just keep that straight. Okay, so that's number 9. Number 8 is Oasis. And the meaning is a fertile spot in the desert where water is found. Okay, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
we can go with that.
You know, the sand on the beach and that kind of thing. I never kind of looked at it that way, but, that makes sense. You know, symbolizes boating's ability to refresh and nourish our daily lives. So you could pick Oasis if you like that name. Number 7, this is where it gets a little trickier. Ohana. Do you know what Ohana means?
No, I have no idea. It sounds Indian.
Well, it's from the Hawaiian culture, which means a family in the extended sense. So I guess anybody who comes on your boat, Ohana is part of your family, whether they're related via blood or otherwise.
I like that. I mean, it actually is a cool name, Hawaiian. Yeah. You know, it's got the whole, that's a good name.
Yeah, I that's not bad. A little Hawaiian influence never hurt anyone. Put everyone in grass skirts and coconut bras, you're good to go.
Yeah.
All right, number 6, And I'm probably not pronouncing this right, but I'm going to go with Adagio, which is A-D-A-G-I-O. This is Italian for at slow tempo, which represents how boating reduces stress in our hectic lives. Adagio.
Now, would that be on a sailboat? It seems like that should be a sailboat name, just because it's slow pace.
Yeah, that would make more sense. I would think you're correct. And, you know, Italians, they're into that whole sailing thing, right? They're gas baggers.
Yeah, they are.
So, Adagio. It does kind of, you know, kind of has a cool feel to it, but you'd have to say, what is Adagio? I mean, what the hell's that? You know, if they don't speak Italian, you might have to explain it to them every time.
That's
but
true.
It gives you a reason to strike up a conversation. So there you go. Adagio, we'll go with that one. It's probably Adagio or who knows what the hell it is. But anyway, number five, Freedom. That's pretty self-explanatory. Patriotic name that first appeared in the top 10 list in 2004, by the way. So that's number five. Now, the number four best boat names of 2017 is Irish Wake. Okay, the little play on words there, too.
Yeah.
Mourning and merrymaking after the death of a family member or friend. I know it's kind of like, I like it, but it kind of is a buzzkill, maybe? I don't know. I mean, obviously, some people like it. And, you know, you got the wake of a boat. I get that. So there's kind of a fun take on it. That's number four. Number three, here's another one where you need the meaning. And I'm probably going to mispronounce it again as well. Andiamo? Yeah, Andiamo. We'll go with that. Andiamo. A-N-D-I-A-M-O. Andiamo? Andiamo? We'll go with that. Yeah. It means let's go in Italian. Another Italian thing. So I have a feeling they got a heavy weighted survey of Italians in this.
Maybe it should
list.
Be, instead of Boat U.S., maybe it should be Boat International.
Maybe.
I'm not seeing the U.S. thing here.
Well, you know, I'm with you on this. But Andiamo, let's go in Italian, and a perennial favorite boat name. So evidently this isn't the first time it showed up there. So there you go. That's number three. Seize the Day, S-E-A-S.
Yeah. That's around for a while.
Seize the day. That's number two. And the number one boating name, according to Boat U.S. in 2017, is what? What do you think it is, Rusty?
Aquaholic.
You know what? They did not make the top 10.
What? No, it's not
that?
On there?
That is shocking to me, too. Especially when you look at some of these others. But, hey, it's all about the, you know, the people who fill out the survey. No, the number one boating name, according to Boat U.S. in 2017, is Serenity. Under calm and quiet, you know, quietude brings boating. So there you go. Serenity.
I like that.
Yeah.
You know, I as you were doing this, I was looking up other ones that I like.
Right. Okay.
That didn't make the list.
Well,
for
like
example,
Aquaholic. Yeah.
Aquaholic didn't.
I can't believe that didn't make it.
Ship for Brains.
Yes.
Not on there. I like this one. Alone. A-L-O-A-N. Alone at Last.
Of course.
That's a clever one.
Well,
right?
When you go with Ship for Brains, I'm going to mess this up and get us in big trouble. You also got Ship Happens. And you do. There's a few things that you could load that one in with.
How about Sunday Diver?
Sunday Diver?
S-U-N-D-A-Y. Okay. Well, Sunday Diver. I
okay,
like
for
that
a
one.
Dive boat, for sure. That'd make a lot of sense.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
Yeah.
There was Campbell's Sloop, which I guess if your last name Campbell would be a really cool name.
Yeah, and you had a sloop.
Yeah, you could work out that one.
Right, I like that. That's pretty nice.
So, and I was just looking to see, I don't see any more that's that great besides not pro bono, so meaning it's not free, I'm sure. So it's kind of cute, K-N-O-T, not pro bono.
Yes.
So, yeah, you know, those were the ones that would have made my list. But,
They
didn't ask me. That wasn't on mine.
Well, I'm with you. I would think, really, if you want to be a creative boater, which we all should strive to be, unique individual folks, that you should try to come up with something unique and fun that people like. And not necessarily be on the top 10 list. Now, Aquaholic, I can't believe that didn't make the top 10 and Firefly did, but it's these damn kids
that
infiltrated the balloting and decided they like Firefly. I mean, it must be on some like kids program or something right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it makes no sense. I don't. A firefly, I mean, that just doesn't work.
Yeah, that must be the name of a boat of, you know, some, you know, thing on Frozen or something, I'm guessing. Who knows? But regardless, you know, pick a name that's cool and creative and share it with your friends here at the World of Boating. We'll share it with everyone else, and then it'll make the top 10, and you'll be all mad that everyone else is using your name. But that's just how it works.
That is. Yeah. That is.
You know, copying or, you know, is the ultimate form of flattery, right? Something like that. You can take it like that.
I'm still looking here. Fish and Chicks. I like that one.
Fish and Chicks. Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
I see. That's a good
one. That'd be a boat for a couple of guys.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. We'll talk about what you can do with your boat now that you named it and you have it. What are you going to do with it this season? We'll talk about that next on the World of Boating.
Listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Hey, boaters. You know, there's a lot of things to consider when you're out on the water. But what about when you want to jump in it? Well, like for a snorkel or even a dive. That's just one reason why you, as a boater, should be a member of Divers Alert Network. DAN is your dive safety organization. However, many of the benefits you get from being a DAN member go far beyond in-water activities. Just by being a member of DAN, you get access to 24-hour DAN Travel Assist. This program provides evacuation assistant coverage up to $100,000 when you travel over 50 miles from home for both diving and non-diving injuries. When you consider it's just $35 for individuals and $55 for entire families, it's kind of silly not to be a member of DAN if you like spending time out on the water. There's many more benefits, way too numerous to list here. So go to dan.org and get all the info. Whether you're into diving or not, see for yourself why it makes total sense for every boater to be a member of Divers Alert Network. That's dan.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw, put a brain fork in him. He's done.
You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Arr! Why buy a house when ye can buy a houseboat?
Yarr!
Don't forget to check out the galley. That's real shag carpeting. Arr.
Baby, back her down the ramp and don't jackknife her. Let's see how many people we can fit inside her. I think we got half of the town invited for some beer on a boat on a Saturday. A few good friends just floating away. The world looks better through a cool pair of shades with some beer on a boat on a Saturday.
This is the World of Boating. I am Greg, your first mate, along with Captain Rusty. We are your crew navigating the latest boating news and information and just, you know, sharing a few tips that might help you for this boating season that we find ourselves into now in full effect. So you've named your boat. We helped you with the top 10 names mm-hmm. that are out there for 2017. Now, what are you going to do with it? You know, hopefully you thought about that before you bought it, but I don't know. What do you have a few suggestions there, Rusty, or what?
I think what happens is when people go to buy a boat, they go to a boat show or they always wanted a boat and they don't they don't think through it completely because there's a lot of things that go with owning a boat that, you know, you need to be aware of. And I see it all the time. People come in the dealership. They'll say, hey, we were just riding by. And the next thing you know, they bought a boat, which is great for me. You know, that's what we want to do is sell boats.
Yeah.
But, you know, the education part that they need to make sure they understand and what to do with the boat. So I think there's some things, especially this time of the year. We just got through Memorial Day, which if you survive Memorial Day on a boat, then congratulations. Because it's a terrible, terrible time to be on the water sometimes with all the people drinking.
Trial by fire, for sure.
Trial by fire.
Yeah. If you made it through that, you're good to go.
So a couple of things you got to do. Remember, if you bought a new boat, your first service on your outboard engine or even your inboard engine comes due at 20 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to take it back. That's where it gets all the little things out. Take it to your mechanic or, you know, read how to do it yourself. And you want to get that service done. And that's going to be the key to this boat being operational for many years is having service done regularly. And actually, Yamaha has a free magazine. It doesn't apply just to Yamaha. It applies to all of them. It's called Maintenance Matters, which is a great publication that you can get from their website that deals with all outboard motors and how to keep them running correctly and doing things properly.
Yeah. Now, so, why is it 20 hours? I mean, we don't have this really in cars, do we?
We don't. Ray the dog. You upset the dog.
I upset him.
Yeah, I know, right? So we basically the main thing that we want to do is hold on. I'm going to close the door for the dog. Sorry about that.
The beauty of live radio.
Live radio at home.
Yes,
so,
that's fine.
So that's my protection right here. Mm-hmm. You know, celebrities.
Little shout out to his friends down the neighborhood. I don't blame him.
Paparazzi's outside. So, you know, so basically, the 20 hours is when an outboard motor is first broke in. And, you know, you're supposed to do the idling thing, you know, so many hours at, you know, an idling speed and then fast and then slow, you know, is to break in the motor to get all the seals to set. And a lot of times there's little metal shavings or things that when the motor was put together that's going to come out and get into the oil. And so they want you to go ahead and change the oil and the fluids and all that stuff at 20 hours just to make sure that everything in the engine's now clean from when it was being broken in.
Okay. So that's but why don't we, reason. I mean, we don't have to do that with cars necessarily. I guess maybe you do with a race car. But, I mean, why do they make you do that with an outboard motor? I mean, I know this is kind of a dumb question, but, hey, I'm just playing that role today for once.
You know, and I wish I knew that. I wish Captain Patrick was here because there would be at least a 30-minute discussion.
Well,
on
first he
why
would call
deep.
Me stupid, and then he would, then he would actually eventually answer the question. Yeah, maybe.
But you know, I'm not sure because that is, you know, cars, you just get in them. You don't, there's no break-in period, any of those sort of things. But in the outboard motor and then being four strokes, there's still a break-in period time.
Right, right.
And 20-hour service and then usually 100-hour service after that or at least each season. So you really want to make sure, you take care of the outboard.
Yeah. And you want to document that. So when you get to that point where you want to upgrade, you have the records to show the next person, like, hey, I did all this stuff. You should be good to go and that kind of thing. So it makes good sense.
People ask, so that's important. The next thing that you got to make sure you did, and hopefully, you know, the dealer threw some of this in for you, but you need to make sure you have all the legal requirements on your boat. So your fire extinguisher, your flares, your life jackets, throwable life vests, your lines, your fenders, marine radio, you know, if you have that, or GPS chart plotter, all these little things that you don't really think about, but when you're getting ready to go out on the water, they're going to be really important to keep you safe. So that's in there, and you can actually find that if you go to Coast Guard Auxiliary site or the U.S. Power Squadron site or your local boating site for your state. It's going to give you a list of everything that's required to be on your boat.
Well, I would assume there at Jacksonville Marine, do you guys have a little checklist? Like, here's our little starter package that we recommend you pick up or something.
We do. We'll usually even throw in the whole Coast Guard kit if you ask.
Yeah.
You know, but if you don't ask, we're not going to throw it in. So it's funny with boat buyers. They want something. You know, that you set the price, but they always want something else. And it's never much. You know, it's a Coast Guard kit or it's a hat. Or a T-shirt, and
free toaster.
Anything. I was the same way when I wanted mine. I wanted a marine radio, a handheld marine radio, when I bought my first boat.
Yeah,
and I was adamant about this, and they didn't have them. I think they literally went down the road to West Marine, spent like $60, bought me a radio and brought it back and gave it to me just so I'd buy the boat. So, you know, that's pretty standard. So if you didn't get a Coast Guard kit, then make sure, you know, you get that together, and especially your anchor, all those sort of things. Mm-hmm. So you got to have that.
Yeah. And that's part of the dealer's duty to kind of tell the buyer, hey, have you got all this stuff all set? Are you good to go, kind of thing, right? Shouldn't it be?
It is. It should be. I mean, hopefully, you know, when we sell a boat, we'll go out on the water with the people, show them how to put the boat on the trailer, off the trailer, you know, what safety requirements are on there, make sure they have tie-down straps for their trailer. You know, but when looking back when I bought my boat, they literally just hooked it up to my Pathfinder that I had at the time, and I drove off the lot. I'd never gotten on the water. I'd never had the boat in the water. I'd never driven the boat. I didn't have a boater's license. They literally hooked it up, took my money, and said, see you later.
And how'd that work out for you?
You know, it was frustrating, because when you get your boat, you're so excited. And in your mind, and I've said this many times, in your mind, boating is much better than it is in reality, right? In your mind, it never rains. The water's never choppy. The boat ramp's never packed. But in reality, when you get out of there, you need to be prepared for these things. And a lot of people will sense a lot of frustration of just not knowing how to use certain things on their boat or how to put the boat in and out of the water. Not only are they going to be frustrated, everybody at the ramp's going to be frustrated. So,
well, they're going to enjoy the show, most of the folks.
They are.
But you don't necessarily like being the... you know, being the star of that particular review.
No, you don't want to be the one who they're watching.
Yeah, been there, done that a few times.
So. Exactly.
Yeah, it's kind of fun, but that's it's just me. I'm a little twisted that way. All right, more tips we can share with you next on The World of Boating.
You're listening to The World of Boating Radio Network.
This is The World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That is me, along with Captain Rusty. All right, tips for you, the new boat owner, for the boating season. That's what we're kind of, you know, covering as much as we possibly can today. Rusty, what do we got next?
You know, another thing that is extremely helpful is you need to take a boating safety course. It's going to lower your insurance rates. That's going to be a big deal. So you want to take that course. But with that I recommend, that I've never actually recommended this before, but I recommend, is finding someone and paying them, you know, for like an hour just to help you with the boat, just to kind of go out with you, show you how to anchor, find a licensed captain, you know, probably for $100, they'll spend an hour with you and it'd be well worth it, you know, of how to pull up to the dock, pulling away from the dock, anchoring the boat, you know, getting up on a plane, all these sort of things that nobody's ever going to tell you unless you spend time, and you're going to have to learn through trial and error. And it will be one of the best investments that you make, is just to have this one-on-one time with somebody who's helping show you. We offer that with like the boat rentals. If somebody wants to pay an extra $100, we'll send a captain out with them for an hour at the start of their rental. It just gives them that security to know that they can dock the boat, they can get out of a situation, and they can handle the boat a lot better if that wasn't the case, if this person hadn't spent time with them.
Interesting.
And you can just ask any captain, you know, that, and they will be glad to help you. And like I said, we charge $100, and I think most people would do it for $100, and it's fair for you and for them.
Okay, so for $100, you can get a captain services to teach you about the boat, and then some, depending on which captain you talk to, I guess.
Sure.
So, do you do that?
It's a really, I think it's just a really no-brainer, and I don't know why more people don't offer these services, especially fishing captains, because a lot of times they're on the boats all the time, and they're not always booked, and when they do, they can just hop on a boat with you for an hour, pick up an extra $100, that helps you out and helps them out.
Now, if the captain says, hey, I charge $200, but you're going to get a little extra bonus, you know, there could be some red flags. You got to watch out for that.
You got to watch out for that, yeah.
They kind of cross-pollinate with the gigolo community or something. I don't know. I'm just saying. Be careful.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Oh, look at this. So much fun, you'll ship your pants.
You'll ship your pants, bro!
Singing and dancing. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Rusty, navigating the latest boating news and information. All right, the boating age. We're going to get to that here in just a bit, in Florida at least. Should it go lower or higher legally? We'll talk about that just in a bit. But we've got to finish up this. We're going to share a few more tips.
A couple more tips.
On what to do with your new boat for the boating season. Make sure you're properly prepared when you're out on the water. So, Rusty, what do you got?
Okay, two more. The next one is to get either Boat US or Sea Tow membership. It's like $159.
Yeah.
It's the best investment you're going to make. You will, if you're a new boater and you're in Florida, and some of the others, you're going to run aground. Okay, just go ahead and accept the fact you're going to run aground at some point. If you call somebody to come pull you off, and it's a commercial service, it's going to cost you about $700 or $800. If you have a membership, it's going to be $159. I don't even have a boat now, and I still have a membership.
Yeah, well,
I renew it every year.
Now you're talking about Sea Tow or something like that, but Boat US membership. You're saying that too, or?
Well, Boat US membership is the same thing as a Sea Tow membership.
Oh, it is?
I didn't think it was that much money, though. Well, you can be a member for like $30, but that didn't include their towing. They do have a towing package.
Gotcha.
And trailer assist that'll, you know, if you're trailering a boat, that'll come help you out. Mm-hmm. So you'll need to have a towing package from one of those two people. And a lot of people go, well, who's better, Sea Tow or Boat US? You know, I always tell them it depends on who's in your area. Like for us at Doctors Lake Marina, right across the river is a Boat US boat. So, yeah, that's the one you'd want. See who has the best response time in your area and who's got the fleet near you, and just go with them because they're both great companies. They both do an incredible job.
Yeah. But I will tell you, even if you go with Sea Tow, you might want to still have a Boat US membership because, you know, they have their magazine. They have a lot of other benefits. And that $30 goes a long way for what they offer up just for the membership. And whether you want to take advantage of their towing option, I mean, like you said, you may want to look at some other options there and make sure it makes sense for you locally. But
and Boat US does a lot also legislatively.
Right.
You know, I've been a member for about 10 years now, so never regretted it.
Yeah. So. They're the largest boating association, you know, in the country, if not the world. It's crazy.
Sure.
But they do a lot of great stuff for sure. Okay. So that's one of the two you said. So you got one last tip.
The last one, which is the tip that started me on this show of the World of Boating, right?
Oh, God, help you.
I know. It's been a long time ago, too.
Yeah, really.
It's one of those things that, if you'll remember, I started this whole thing of when I bought my first boat, of where to take my boat. And by doing that, I started looking for locations because I had this boat. I wanted to go places, and I wanted to go different places. And so I created Florida by Water. And with that, I started putting in all the destinations of places you can go by boat. One of the things you want to do with your boat is to find new adventures and new places to go, whether you trailer it, whether you pull it. And there's a lot of different ways you can do this. If you're in Florida, you definitely can go to floridabywater.com. Mm-hmm. You can find places on forums. One of the ways that I created Florida by Water, and I don't know if I've ever mentioned this, but I didn't know where everything was, and I wanted the GPS coordinates to get there. And I would go into Google Earth, and I would follow the shoreline until I could find a restaurant. And then I would zoom in and see if it had a dock. Then I would go into their website and see what it said about there, or I would call them. And I would then take those coordinates and put them, you know, into Florida by Water, which you could do the same and add them to your GPS. So it's that exploration of finding these places to go. And still, one of the things this year, you wouldn't have known this, but I'll share it anyway. This year, I haven't had all the excitement that I normally have this time of the year. And the reason I haven't is because I don't have any adventures planned this year.
Yes, you always have to have something to look forward to.
You do. And you remember what I was going to do last year. Do you remember?
No, I blocked that out a long time.
No, this was a big deal for me. Last year, I was going to drive a boat to Bimini.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I planned that thing for 6 months at least, you know, and I had notebooks and charts and everything there. And so these adventures that you plan to go on your boat is more than just a day. They can literally, you can plan them for months. I've gone to such incredible areas, and the planning has been as much fun as the boating itself. So always look for new places, new destinations to take the boat and make memories.
Yeah.
It's going
to
be
And that trip to Bimini went pretty well. You enjoyed that immensely.
I did. I needed a bigger boat. I needed a drier boat. But
you made it.
I made it. It was a good time. I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. And when people talk about, can I take this boat to Bimini and talk about going to Bimini, I can speak intelligently on the subject now.
This is true. It's all about the experience and it's all about the journey. You know, but like you said, having something to look forward to really does make all the
it does.
You know, it makes it that much more enjoyable. Even if it's just as simple as like one of the things you do on Florida by Water is not only do you mark these spots, but you document all the restaurants in a particular boating area. So you go out there for your, well, like in aviation, on Just Plain Radio, we'd say flying in to go have a $100 hamburger, which, you know, these days it's more like a couple hundred. But for boaters, it might be, you know, a $50 hamburger. You know, because it might burn $50 in fuel to get over to this restaurant or something. But it's about the journey. It's about the experience, right?
It is so worth it. One of my other favorite ones that I always remember is, if you remember, we stayed on this island in Homosassa, Tarpon Key Lodge. And it was a private island. I even did the show that time from there. And it was just such a beautiful place. You can only get to it by boat, only a one family home. Those are the kind of things you'll find when you start exploring, you know, and this thing to look forward to. You have a trip coming up relatively soon, a diving trip, because that's your passion.
That's right. Actually, as soon as we wrap up from the show today, I'm hopping on a plane to Saba.
Saba.
And I'm going to live on a boat for a week.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this is the kind of stuff that gets you up in the morning that you're excited about and the planning
That's got me up for the last 6 months, dude. You hear what
really?
I'm saying? Yeah.
This is going to be a good one.
Oh, this is going to be an awesome. This is my first big extended dive adventure since I've had open heart surgery.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this is a huge deal. Are you nervous at all?
No, I'm not nervous at all. I mean, I've had one dive in the ocean since, and I was fine. I'm not nervous about it. I'm just anxious. I'm ready to get wet for a week and really get back in the routine. But I am going to be on a boat, so there's going to be some boating going on, too.
And that's going to be fun. Is this a big boat?
Yeah, it's about 110 foot long.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and we'll live on it for a week and travel around. We actually board in St. Martin, and then we cruise around the island of Saba. And dive around there, go inland and that kind of thing, and then we end up over in St. Kitts.
Now, I have a question about this, because you do go to some really incredible places.
Yeah, it is good to be me every now and then.
You know, I'm just curious, though, because I've had to deal with this personally before. Now, your family.
Yeah.
They don't always get to go on these trips, right?
No, they don't.
Because it's work.
I
assume
work.
That's what you tell them. It's work.
Yeah, people are going like, what? It's work. How can this? Well, you know, I have to do this scuba radio show and tell people about all the diving and boating. You know, I'll be talking about the boating
experience.
Exactly.
It's your career. I understand.
Right, right. But no, they typically don't get to go.
Did you ever catch grief over that? Well, you get to go to all these incredible places.
Well, in the form of, hey, Dad, when's your next trip? Isn't it time for you to be gone by now? that's kind of what I get. But I might be unique in that. No, you know, it's a balancing act with everything, you know.
Sure.
And every once in a while, you know, we might do some diving stuff. We haven't really done any boating things as a family other than going on cruise ships. That's the closest it's come.
Right.
And, of course, to, you know, Patrick and possibly yourself, that doesn't count as a boating adventure. But I will.
No.
I'll count it. It's a boat. We're on a boat.
It is a boat. It is a boat.
Yeah. So, you know, we do a little bit of that kind of stuff. Sure.
Well, you bring your family here to Jacksonville, you know, just like with Bill.
Yeah.
I'll set you up with a boat for the day. You can go out, go down the river, go to Black Creek. You'll have a great time.
Oh, that would be something we got to make happen eventually, for sure. Yeah,
not a problem.
I mean, yeah, when it comes to smaller vessels, you know, whether it's a liveaboard or a cruise ship is one thing, but smaller vessels I don't have as much luck with. Like we talked about a couple weeks ago when I was in Catalina and I was on a dinghy cruising over to greet a friend who was coming over on the Catalina Express. with four other dudes. And we thought it'd be cool to greet him at the dock as the Catalina jet boat was coming in and letting people off the boat. And sure enough, we see him, we wave, and we're right by the exhaust there, by the engines, and they're still idling and stuff. And it was like, okay, let's go. And of course, he puts it into gear, and it doesn't go. And next thing you know, we're rowing out of harm's way, or just inches away from having the flesh burn from our bones from the jet fuel or, you know, jet exhaust of this jet boat. So we put on quite a show and then had to be towed back to the main vessel that we were staying on. So, yeah, you know, well, smaller boats don't seem to work real well with me. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, maybe you never had that captain go out and show you how to take care of the boat. Maybe that's it.
Okay, we'll go with that. I could just be cursed when it comes to that regard. I don't know. But, you know, I wasn't the captain of that boat either. It was just, I think I'm an unlucky charm, maybe. Could be one of those. But, hey, I still enjoyed it. We had a great time. It's all about the adventure.
It is.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Who's your buddy? Is he your pal? Well, I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain how we use the buddy system in diving next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
For many, scuba diving is a social sport, but that's only one reason we use the buddy system. Ideally, dive buddies are evenly matched in skill level and can assist each other if necessary. They're not a crutch to lean on, but a backup system that, if used properly, can make your dive safer and more enjoyable. And if you're diving right, your buddy will likely end up being your pal, too. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Hey, Stewie. If I'm such a moron, then how did I get on a fancy boat? See you later, douchebags!
Oh, crap! Chris is on the Titanic?
Well, gonna rock the boat. Gonna slam a jam with a brand new note. Banging my head like a billy goat. Gonna rock the boat. Gonna grab a jug, have me a sip. Gonna dance a jig until my backbone slip. Jump on in and see if you float. Gonna rock the boat.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, that's me along with Captain Rusty. All right, so hopefully you've picked up a few little tips, little nuggets to help you out as we cruise into the heat of the summer boating season. But here's some stats. I thought it'd be good to just share a few more stats from our friends at Boat US. Are you ready there, Rusty?
I am ready. I love stats.
Yeah. Now, as I said earlier, Boat US is the largest association of boaters in the country, if not the world. It's probably the world. But their membership is over like 550,000 members. That is pretty impressive. And they do a lot of work with the membership dues, like you were saying, advocacy in government affairs, keeping an eye out for boating rights, waterway access, that kind of thing. And so your dues go to a good cause in that regard. And plus, you get their magazine. It's real war. It's like $24 a year is what the dues are for a membership.
And it's a really good magazine.
Yeah, it really is. So they do good work. Highly recommended if you're a boater that you should belong to Boat US, along with those 550 other thousand folks that feel the same. Now, here's a few interesting stats that they put out a few weeks ago. That I thought I'd share. What do you think the average length of a Boat US member's primary boat is?
There, Rusty. I would guess 21 feet.
21. According to their records, they're saying the average length of a Boat US member's primary boat is 28.4 feet, actually.
Wow.
Which is longer than I thought, too.
That's the average?
That's the average, you know. So
it's a lot longer than I would expect.
It is. Well, you know, obviously you got the big boaters and the yacht owners and things like that, and then of course you got the, you know, cruiseabout folks. So, you know, when they average them all out of 550,000 folks, that's where it comes. So it doesn't, you know, they probably got far ends on, or you know, two extremes. You know what I'm saying? Folks with a 17 footer. And folks with 40 plus or whatever. So 28 is the average, though. How about the average number of years of boating experience per Boat US member? What do you think that might be?
12.
12. How about 27 years?
Average?
That's what they say. According to their own stats, 27 years is the average number of years a Boat US member has as far as boating experience. So that means they're at least 27 years old, maybe a little older than that. But of course, once again, these are averages. But yeah, that's a little higher than I thought it was, too. So that means there's a lot of old fart boaters out there that are, paying attention. Or you know what? I would imagine the more experience you get, the more often you probably reach out to organizations like Boat US to help you out a little bit. You think?
Sure. I think so. You know, the new boaters may not see the value in it. If they've been boating for a while, then they will.
Yeah. All right. Number of boats owned by Boat US members. So if there's 550,000 there, so members, how many boats do you think that adds up to? What would you say?
So we're not talking about per member, like three boats per member.
No, total membership. They're just saying total number of boats owned by Boat US members. What would be your guess?
That's a tough one.
Well, you know, there has to be at least 550,000 if they have, you know, that many members.
Sure. So I would say 403,000.
I just said they would have to have at least 550.
They'd have to have at least. Well, see, I thought some people wouldn't have boats. You know, they would just be members.
Well, no, that's not right.
That wouldn't work.
No, that makes no sense. No, it's about double. So, you know, almost double. You know, over 1 million folks have boats registered with Boat US. So, you know, it's like 1.9% per member has a boat, or you know, wow. Do the average. There you go.
Sure.
So that's a lot of boats, over 1 million boats out there.
Boat US
members. All right, and the percentage of Boat US members who quote unquote day cruise, which is the number one boating activity, followed by number two, which is what? Do you know what number two?
Day cruise.
Day cruise is number one. Followed by the number two activity, which would be, you have a guess, on boats?
I would think it'd be like, and I don't know what they're going to call it, but like overnight trips or cruising, not day trips.
Actually, that's number three. Number two is fishing, dude. Come on.
See, I'm not a fisherman. I don't even know why people fish.
Yeah. Well,
I get the concept.
76% of people say that they day cruise, followed by number two being fishing at 59%. Overnight cruising is 44%, and coming in at number four would be like water sports, like water skiing, things like that.
I think water sports has been declining.
What? Why do you say that? They say 26% say we do that.
I know, but when I look at the area, you know, like around here, wakeboards, your area, Orlando, you see more. I don't see many wakeboards. I don't see many like Malibu boats, any of those high end sports boats. I just don't see them anymore.
Well, they're water skiing still, and they're, you know, now they're flyboarding. They're getting, you know,
maybe that's it. Maybe that's
all
it.
That crazy
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. So, maybe so.
It's still out there. There's a few water. They're still tubing.
Yeah, still.
Yeah, that counts.
The all tubers. Right.
That'll do it for this week of the big show. Till next time, remember, whether it's sail or motor,
life is better as a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Barnacle-bitten swab!
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
TTFN, ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.